B-Pod Studios.
So we're going back and forth with Bob Mightgill. Now, his read is that Harper is not crazy about playing here because of expectations.
Knew it. It's kind of what I alluded to.
You did?
Look, if he signs here, and for that kind of money, it comes at a price. And I don't mean a financial price. It comes at a price of expectation. You better deliver for that kind of money.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't expect that expectation. I still thought it would be loyalty to Washington. Yeah,
and that's why I say, this city's not the easiest city to play for. And like we heard athletes that come here and win, and they go, it's great to play in Philadelphia when you win. Because those people, you're a king forever. But if you don't win, and it takes a lot to win, and sometimes it's not just the player's fault, it's management's fault for not surrounding the player with the right players or pitching in baseball's case. It is, there's a lot of luck that goes into winning World Series. Now you can make your own luck and put yourself in a better position.
All right, but I want you to go back to the phones.
Okay.
But coming up, next segment, I want to throw it out there, that this whole thing's completely overblown.
Yeah?
About expectations.
All right, we'll debate that because I don't agree with you.
I know you don't. Okay. That's why I want to throw. Right. That's why I want to go to some people, and then we'll talk about it.
Ryan in Fishtown's on the Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm working from home today because of the weather, and I just have to say, Ant, it's so good to hear you on the radio, man. So miss your sport intellect in the morning. And stuff like that from Bob Mightgill that you give us.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Yeah, to your question just then about the expectations, I'm like listening to this and I'm like, if he let me say this. Yesterday when Machado went to the Padres for $300 million, I said, wow, that's okay, that's where the money is. But that's kind of how I expected it to go down all along. I expected Machado to sign first.
Yes.
And then Harper, and you expected Harper to get more, but Machado was high, so Harper's going to be even higher. But therefore, no matter where he goes, at that money, the most lucrative free agent contract in the history of American sports, where is the expectation not going to be high? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's, I don't get that. And
yeah, but it's higher here.
Yeah, but if you're Bryce Harper and you know you're going to be signing that, to your point, Ryan, the most lucrative contract in all of North American sport, well, what do you think's going to come? What's coming with it? I mean, let's be real.
If the Yankees were in on this, if the Red Sox, if the Cubs, the Dodgers, What if he goes there? It's
right.
Easier to play. I don't understand that. But my main point here is this is so weird because all this stuff comes out that he might not want to play here, and for those reasons we talked about. But and the kind of the caller before me made this point too is if you're Scott Boras, and at this point, if the Phillies are the only game in town, there's nobody else to pay. What? And then he does sign here, and then it's like he comes, and people are saying, "No, you didn't want to come here, but now you're here." That's kind of bad practice by the agent. Shouldn't he just get it done now and just wrap it up? And
I hear you. I feel you, bro. I think that's
the urgency. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That's why I think that there is a 36-hour window before I start to panic.
Well, it seems like, strike while the iron's hot here. We felt like the iron's been hot for 3.5 months, it's crazy hot.
But what Ryan was right in that you expected Machado to sign first. All right, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you as the Philly said, I'm cool. Go to San Diego. We're not going to beat it. Because we presume that Harper's going to come here. Well, all right, that happened. That's yesterday. I mean, I think you got today, and then you got part of tomorrow, and then I start to go, what is it? Do you have severe cold feet?
Yeah, he's afraid to walk down the aisle.
I mean, so Bob Mightgill says this, that he's afraid of expectations. I don't know, to Ryan's point, like, if you signed anywhere, there's going to be expectations.
Well, look.
You sign that kind of money, You sign a 200, whatever. Say it's not 300 million. Say it's 280. $280 million. It comes to expectations.
Well, but there's other, like, if you look at the Yankees, who he brought up, Ryan brought up. If you look at the Yankees, there's other players in that realm, too. So it waters down the expectation on a single player. He comes here, he is the marquee alone and by himself right now. And in this town, Ant, we have not been great to our superstars.
Ah, that's overblown.
No, 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 it's not true. It is, that is accurate.
How's it accurate?
How do we
handle Joel Embiid?
Well, he's performing right now. If he goes through a stretch where he's not, how do we handle Ben Simmons, who's a premier talent?
He's a different type of player, and I think people don't understand. Well, not don't understand, but people have a tough time getting next to a guy that doesn't score.
How do we handle Iverson? There was a ton of criticism for Iverson. They were worried about the stupid things, about the poom poom pants and the
I love AI, but you know, he deserved some of his criticism.
Okay, but we,
there's a reason why he couldn't win with him.
The one thing I think, and I'm guilty as charged too, that in this city we appreciate lesser talent and heart, like this.
Okay, yes,
mucker and grinded.
The heart guy, I agree. Yeah. There is a special weird connection to those people.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. However, Bryce Harper comes here. You're going to be coming here in the middle of a Sixers run, all right? The Sixers are going to take the town by storm. Then it's Eagles.
Like, yeah, but he's not looking at it that way.
No, I know he's not.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about reality. And the reality is, you go down to Citizens Bank Park, they're not, it's not the Roman Coliseum.
No,
that
I
used to be. Like, hey,
not a bloodthirst
in 1982, when Mike Schmidt's going, the agony of playing in Philadelphia and reading about the next day. All right, well, that's accurate. It's been a long time since that.
Yeah, but there's been instances.
Yeah.
Look at how this fan base, the Wentz stuff, how quick, boom.
It's Eagles. Baseball does not have the same cachet, and it doesn't reach.
Yeah, but here's the deal. What did a lot of these fans say about Manny Machado? He doesn't hustle. I don't want him.
That's just the ramblings of some people in sports radio. That's all that is.
Yeah, well, there's fans that echo that sentiment too.
I think it's not accurate that, you know, we're going to go eat our young.
I don't think that.
Except when it comes to football.
I don't think that we've appreciated our stars in this city very well. I think we appreciate TJ McConnell.
Like, think about it. Like, you're right about that. I do think that there's a weird connection to that kind of guy. But, I mean, who have we tortured?
I'll give you the answers when we come back.
And recent. You can't give me
no, I'm not gonna go back
in the day.
Yeah, I'm not going to go when the Phillies collapsed. the biggest collapse of baseball. I'm not going there. Let me give you the poll question real quick before we get to a timeout. Poll of the day brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Here's the poll question on 9975 Middays. Okay, if Harper really doesn't want to come and play for the Phillies, as we've heard now from Jason Stark, Bob Nightingale, and others, what is the main reason? Why doesn't he want to come here? Bob said it was because of the expectations. Here's the four options. He wants to go back to the Nationals. It's the pressure that the Philly sports fans will put on him, hence expectations. Is it Gabe Kapler and the analytic approach, or is it other write-in option? So right now, the results of the poll are as follows. 36% of the people say it is the pressure from Philadelphia sports fans on star players. 610-632-0975. Midday show. Snowy, what does it say, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Today's, I'm all messed up with it.
It's today's Wednesday, and it's great because you have a snowy day outside. People are working from home. It's a great day, like, to just nestle and talk sports.
All right.
I want you
to answer this question when we return. I want to hear from people, too. On a snow day or, like, a sick day where it's good to bunker down on your blanket, what's the go-to movie? The go-to.
That's a great question.
I got like four.
Yeah?
I do. You know, in these days, it's comforting with the snow.
Yeah.
Because you can bunker down.
Yeah, I love the bunker.
You get the soup going, you know.
Soup.
Cheese the tray. Soup. You get the my wife and I, we always make the cheese tray. Cut up a bunch of cheese, some pepperoni, crackers, a couple mustards, some olives, you know, a nice little tray there.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, you know, you just nosh kind of all day watching movies.
Yeah, sure.
So what's you got a go-to movie or two that lends to the comfort?
Listen, when all else fails, the most comforting movie to me is The Godfather. Yes.
Anthony, get your toes under the blanket.
It's true. It's true. It's got, and I like to do the 7-hour one.
Oh,
where
back to back.
It's one and two, and it goes in chronological order.
Yeah, I can do that too. It's on my list. The Godfather. I would put two on my list if I'm just putting one.
See, I don't think you can do just one.
The
Godfather epic, right? That's what it was called.
It's epic. Yeah. Yes, it's the epic. I don't know what it is about that movie. It's every time it's on, and then like, it's like why? Like, why? I've seen it a million times, and it's funny. My cousin, because we watch it, he's the same way. Like, my friends are the same way. He's like, oh, I saw something new. That when Michael's, when he's protecting his father outside with Enzo the Baker, and Enzo is struggling to light his cigarette, Michael looks down at his own hand and he's not shaking. He realizes that at that moment, he can handle it.
I'm a gangster. I'm no longer the former military.
But you know what it is? It's that movie. So it doesn't feel like a gangster movie. It's more of a
family movie.
It's an art. It is, yeah. But it's such a like a beautiful film. Because mm-hmm. You know, they go back to Italy, go back to Sicily. You know, it's just a like so beautifully done.
Well, the characters are so well developed right out of the gate, and it's just yeah, you're right. It's tremendous.
I mean, and think about like the scenes, right? The wedding, the funeral. I mean, these there's all these tools in filmmaking of these momentous occasions. Like when Godfather starts with the wedding scene, like that's a great scene.
Yeah, or just in two on the other side and when Apollonia gets blown up in the car.
Yeah,
I mean that's you see the guy's running, God, he starts running out, yeah. And boom, she's gone.
Whatever, Fabrizio, it ran off.
Yeah, Fabrizio.
You know, in the missing, you know, in the ones the scenes that are cut.
Yeah,
they find him in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, New York. Was he part of the Bills Mafia?
And they whack Fabrizio in Buffalo.
He started the Bills Mafia.
He did. He started the Bills Mafia.
Any other movies that stick
out? I mean, there's a million of them. I love them. You know, I'm a movie guy, so I love.
Yeah, like Gladiator, like the epics are always good on a day when time is not of the issue. I got Braveheart on my list.
Great one. Yep. I mean, you know, that's a classic.
Star Wars was my sick movie as a kid. Still love it. A New Hope, the original.
Yeah, I don't do Star Wars. I've never been a...
Let me throw this one at you.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Good man.
Always.
He can always.
Always. I don't even know why... That and The Fugitive.
That was on the other day I was watching it.
I don't know why.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I don't know why when they're on, I watch it.
Yeah.
It's oddly comforting. It's funny about movies. Like, and forgive me if you're not a movie person, like, because sometimes people get like, stop. But it's oddly comforting. Like, those movies, for whatever reason, when he's... You know, I could see him by the Chicago River, and the river's green, and he makes his way. And leaves the coat on the ground, and he's walking with the hat.
Yep.
Disappears into the parade, St. Patty's Day parade.
He makes the phone call on the bridge there, and you can hear the L in the background.
Yes.
That's how they know he's still in Chicago.
Who's got elevated trains?
Yeah, exactly.
Philly? You know, they give you a Philly reference?
Well, where did he say he was?
St. Louis.
Yes! Wow!
Oh, I know that movie inside and out. There's nothing I can answer every question.
I love it. That's great. The big dog.
Big dog always.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay. Why don't you pick me up some chocolate donuts with some of them sprinkles?
Let me read this to you, because my buddy Chris sent this in on the text board. We were talking about how we treat our star players in the city. And he initially just sent me a text. Totally agree with you about the fan base. And I said, this city...
But who do we kill?
Okay, well... I'll get into that. I have a few here. Ryan Howard is a prime example, baseball-wise. who we didn't appreciate what he did. We just accentuated what he didn't. But this is what he said. And Chris said, sent a nice note here. He goes, here's my opinion. The people in Philly want their players to be like them, look like them, act like them, and have their mentality, hardworking, blue-collar, wear their emotions, love Philly, etc. It's a strange, weird way the fans have this view of their own guy, a Philly guy, if you will, and want to think that they're connected to that guy who shares their personality. That's why they connect to the lesser-type pro players and only appreciate the stars who either show them love and or the city love whenever they can. There's a huge insecurity issue with the fans in their city, and prima donna and pretty boy types don't work in Philly. Cole Hamels didn't work for a while because of his voice. Jimmy Rollins got the wrath because he didn't hustle and was negative towards the fans. Ryan Howard got crushed because he didn't live up to his contract after he got hurt. Ricky Waters is only known for a comment that was ridiculous for who for what, but he was honest and bailed out the rest of his career. Eric Lindros was loved but ultimately hated after he failed to live up to expectations. The list goes on and on.
Okay.
Well, listen, said, in my opinion.
Yes, except I don't think as accurate. Okay, put it this way. It's accurate, but not in the past 10 years.
Well, Ryan Howard was in the past 10 years.
That was
09 to now.
You're basically talking 10 years ago. Well, it's a big difference.
You got hurt in 10.
Talking about a generation. 10 years ago was a long time.
But the other thing is we were bereft of stars in this town over the last 10 years for the most part.
Okay, but my point is that it's a different fan base. Like, I agree that at once upon a time, we were an eat our own city.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go back to Donovan and Lindros anymore. It's too old.
Okay, but if we haven't really had who have we had as a star player since 2010 in this town? Right now we have Carson Wentz and Joel Embiid.
I don't know. The Eagles win a Super Bowl, and I think it changed everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, what stars since Ryan Howard? Because I agree with you. I don't think Ryan Howard was treated fairly. I loved Ryan Howard. I did too.
He was the linchpin.
So I'm with you. But since then, who have we unfairly killed?
Well, other than the Super Bowl team, we haven't had, like, the Sixers basically went dormant for 5 years.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I'm trying to think about it.
Ben?
I think it's people that don't, that look at scoring and don't really understand what he does.
Yeah, they don't, see, that's to the point, though.
I don't say don't understand, but they don't appreciate, it's a better word, because they understand it, but they don't appreciate what he can do.
Yeah, well, what I said in response to that text from Chris is I said, we complain about what the star players can't do, even when they are great. We focus on the negative things they can't do, not the long list of positives. Like Ryan Howard's the obvious there. This guy was legendary numbers, but you know, he still struck out too much. Same thing with Schmidt.
But I do believe that there is a, do you buy the premise of a new Philadelphia?
No.
I do. Wow, you don't.
I do not. No, I think we are what we are. You can't change the DNA of this city with one Super Bowl. It changed it for a period of time.
I think it's a different city.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, I don't.
I think it's a different city from when I first started doing this. I think it's a different city from when I was a kid. It was much more just raw. It was vicious.
Yeah, I think the narratives have changed. Like, it used to be, the Eagles are cheap.
No. But the behavior, like, it was nasty. It was vicious. I don't think that we're as vicious a fan base as we once were.
Okay, so.
I mean, it was, the media was really tough. The fan base was nasty.
How do you think the media is now?
I think media blurs, because media is different now.
Because
there's so many voices that it's a lot of noise.
So there's a lot of different outlets. There's, you know, blogs. Yeah. There's all kinds of...
People now get their sports news from the team itself, which is on call, which has never been the case.
And a mouthpiece for the team a lot of times. Yeah. No, you're right about that. And some of that, obviously, that's controlled messaging.
Right. I don't think we're as vicious as a city. I think it's changed. It's changed when I first got into sports radio. So I started... I'll tell you exactly when I started. I went to the other station, 2000, spring of 2000.
Yeah. I remember.
And I mean, it was definitely nasty.
Yeah.
And it didn't have, and it was worse before that. I mean, entertaining.
Well, Ray Rhodes and Fritz Kotite.
I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but as far as the viciousness, it was even worse before that.
Yeah.
And I think it's somewhat softened.
So it's evolved. I think it's evolved to an extent, but I still think that we are not the greatest at treating our star players.
I mean, I guess, you know, look, we have...
At least that's the perception.
But is that Bryce Harper going, you know, reputation Philadelphia? Or is he going, all the expectations and, you know, do I need that?
Yeah, like Midwest expectations are different than East Coast expectations. Right. They just are.
I mean, are we any different than Boston?
No, but Boston's not on the list.
No, but you get my point. Does Boston treat its stars differently? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's hard to compare right now with Boston because they've won so much. But when Boston and the Red Sox were still
that's why
the curse. Yeah, they didn't treat their stars because they couldn't get it done.
I don't know. Is that it?
All right. So, Andrew, you got audio here from John Morosi?
Yeah, this is from John Morosi. Now, keep in mind, they were a little tongue-in-cheek before he got to this point, but then he went on the record and he said the following. This is about Bryce Harper, okay? Take a listen.
The reality here actually is this. We know of the rivalry between the agents of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. That's kind of a big subplot of this particular hot stove season. I am on record as saying, when is the Harper story going to break? Well, it's going to break about 3 minutes before the Manny Machado press conference begins.
That's about right.
And wow. You'll have the crew of reporters all barreling out of the room to go tweet news of the Harper signing. So that's my belief is that about three minutes before that press conference starts.
And then he kept on going, and they asked, all right, who's the team that he signs with? And he said the Phillies.
All right.
Because he gives, he said the only other team that he can see is the Giants, but the Phillies give a chance to win now, and the Giants don't.
Well, but again, it appears all of these guys, and I read you what Bob Nightingale said, texted me, that all these dudes all come up with the same conclusion that the Phillies are the only one with any real money.
So why hasn't it happened? Must not want to play here. A couple of people tweeted in, goes, your buddy Chris is dead on. Well said. Philly fans want to relate to players. Sleepy J goes, this city ain't different. He said, your partner's just being a pansy. That's his perspective. Don't get offended. And then Drew tweets
I'm not offended. I just give you my perspective of the city looking out as someone that's been on the air every day since 2000, just about.
And Drew goes, Jay, say it, Jay. Drew, disrespected. And I do agree with that. Not appreciated. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
Yo, gentlemen, what's going on today?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, cuz, I got to be honest with you. Normally, I got your back. I think Jason's dead on here. I definitely think that this city, for better and worse, and some people thrive off that, and some people, you know, they cower at the fact that you're around an area where there's people that have high expectations. And a lot of times, I mean, I honestly can't remember a star that hasn't gotten grilled in this city, for better and worse. Like, I'm just sitting there thinking about it, and just every star I can remember, whether you want to go back less than 10 years or more than 10 years, it's just it is kind of
Utley,
like
right?
In the DNA.
All right, well, let's think about it. Utley.
All right.
Utley never got.
Utley, I will give you Utley. But I mean, even Dawkins, when he went to go to Denver.
They weren't mad at Dawkins.
No, they're mad.
They were mad
at Joe Banner.
But if you remember,
Tim, honestly,
you're
bro.
Off on that, Jim.
They were mad at management for not signing him. But there was definitely a fan base that was upset for him not coming back.
Tim, I got to tell you, I mean, I was on the air at the time.
You're so wrong.
I was talking to people every day.
What my understanding was, when Bryant went out there to sign with Denver.
No, dude, you're wrong on this one, bro.
Philly had an offer for him that he never came back to acknowledge, and maybe it was because his feelings were hurt. But there was some rumbling.
No. Nobody was, Tim, trust me, trust Anthony. We both lived it doing this in this industry. There was nobody mad at Brian Dawkins when he left. They were mad at Joe Banner
as
Stacey Andrews' day.
Without a doubt, like there is no like, I'm not going to deny that stars weren't criticized, but like, you know, I mean, Embiid hasn't been, and nor should he, but he hasn't been.
No.
Dawkins, Westbrook, is B. West? How was B. West?
Well, the crosshairs were always on McNabb.
As well, the quarterback. Because he had warts. I mean,
and that's the biggest position, you know, and he under-delivered in a lot of situations.
I mean, he had his warts.
Yep.
I mean, look at Wentz is getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's the position.
Yeah.
I'm not really arguing this point that, you know, that we, you know, that we care. So if you underperform, you're going to hear it.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, we say it's passion, and passion, what does that breed? Sometimes it breeds unrealistic expectations for star players. And here's why I think, tell me what you think about this. Because I think, like, the Sports Center generation and the highlight shows and all of that, they show stars in sports, and they show them when what? They do great things. So there's this presumption sometimes that, well, the star that's in this city, the only time I ever see him is when he does something great, so I assume he does something great all the time. He doesn't have an 0-for-12, because I see him. He's hitting bombs, or he's doing whatever.
Yeah.
And then when we live it here... You know, so it looks different, close. Yeah, and there's ebbs and flows. You know, there's players that go through streaks.
Yeah, I hear you. Yes. I you know, again, does it matter here? Of course it matters more here than in just about any other place. We're a sports town. We've always been a sports town. But I'll disagree to my grave. It's not as nasty. It's not as big a cauldron as it was when I first started here. It's not.
Okay. Maybe not, but it still doesn't mean that it's still maybe an issue here. Because sometimes with our star players especially,
listen,
we can be a-holes as fans.
Okay.
I
don't think it's the fan base's fault.
I'm guilty too.
Like, I don't think it's the fan base's fault. Like, I think the crux of the argument is you're saying Bryce Harper is reticent signing here because the fan base is too nasty.
Because they will hold him to a level of expectation that there is no room for him.
I just find it hard to believe that a true competitor, like, what do you think you're going to get? You signed a $300 million contract.
But do they do that in Milwaukee?
You know
what I mean?
But you're still
getting... We are different. We have the reputation for a reason. Okay. We have earned it.
Yeah, but still, $300 million with that kind of contract comes expectation. Don't sign that contract then.
No, you're right about that. With that kind of money, of course, huge expectations to deliver.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.